The adolescence world. Of all developmental transitions, adolescence is perhaps least in need of defending as a distinctive stage, for a 20th century audience at any rate. Patricia Spex points out that although adolescents have always existed, the myth of adolescence has a short history. It was invented, she says, by the psychologist G. Stanley Hall in 1904 with the publication of his massive study of the subject and reinforced in the 1950s by Erik Erikson when he called attention to the crucial role of adolescence and its identity crisis in the developmental cycle, Spax 1981, 228 ff, 257 ff. Hall's romantic description of adolescence and its conflicts has combined with Erikson's darker but still optimistic picture of youth struggling to achieve a mature identity amid the problematic choices offered by adult society to give us our conventional image of adolescence and its characteristic features, sudden and erratic physical growth, intensified sexuality, idealism that is often grandiose as well as naive, self-consciousness, romanticism, moodiness and ambivalence, ambition and drive, rebellion and crisis.